Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you once again from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Well, my friends, the Senate's about to approve amnesty for about 20 to 30 million illegal aliens this week. I don't know if you've heard about that or not, but you need to get a hold of your elected things again. Senator Larry Craig, that old globalist that is just working day and night to bring this nation down, is spearheading this amnesty for, they say, 3 million illegal aliens, but our Border Patrol members and friends of our police association here know and tell us that there's about 3 to 4 million illegals coming in a year, successfully getting in without being caught. So you add it up, folks. Is it 3 million amnesty? No way, no how. It's got to be 20 to 30 million that they're going to give amnesty to. They're not even calling it an amnesty, but old Bushy boy is he considers this legislation amnesty. So got to get a hold of your elected things now, folks, and tell them not to do it. No way. That this, they're putting it in, let's see, they're putting it in some kind of a bill, attaching it to the Agri-Jobs bill. They call it an emergency war supplemental. I don't know how they put those two together, an Ag-Jobs bill to emergency war supplemental bill, and they stuck in this amnesty, Ag-Jobs amnesty, and I guess it's the emergency war supplemental. They're sticking this in there. So you got to call them and tell them you've heard about the trick, and it's not going to happen. Not on our watch. So I hope you'll do that, folks. We've got another emergency tonight. Some of you probably heard that we got a Grandma May being starved to death and dehydrated to death. We just heard about it yesterday and talked about it on our morning show, but we had a guest last night. But this is serious, folks. I hope that you'll make a few phone calls on this. We have the family of May, and the last name, if you'll write this down, it's hard to pronounce. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right, but it doesn't matter. The grandmother is May, M-A-E. First, their last name, M-A-G-O-U-I-R-K. M-A-G-O-U-I-R-K. We'll be right back with the report after this break. See if we can't get her hooked back up again before she dies. She's been unhooked since, the 28th of last month. So it's down to critical time factors right now. We'll be right back, folks.
K-9-5. Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Sisters out around this nation and around the world, you know, we could be next. Any of us could be next because they're taking us out right and left now because of these organizations that are trying to reduce the population of the world. They call themselves euthanasia organizations, the right to die organizations, and I believe the head of these organizations, it seems like, are part of the population control organizations across the earth, and they're trying to eliminate anybody that is not perfect, just like they say that Hitler tried to do. If you don't have a perfect heart, if you don't have a perfect lungs and everything, and May is having a few problems, some health problems, but she is not terminally ill. She's not comatose. She's not in a vegetative state. Her granddaughter is just putting her to death because she says that her grandma wouldn't want to live like this, that it's time for her. Here's her quote. Grandma is old, and I think it's time she went home to Jesus, says Gaddy. Gaddy, her daughter, Beth Gaddy, her granddaughter, who is doing this to her. By the way, it's against her living will, folks. Let me share this with you now. And within just a few minutes, I have a good friend who's coming on the line, Sam Britton, who runs a micro-broadcaster station down in Missouri, it is, with his wife, Trish. And matter of fact, Trish, and now that I think about it, Trish and Sam might be selected because they're both blind. So maybe they're on the list. Maybe if you have a heart pacer or you have to take something for hypoglycemia or sugar diabetes, you are probably on the list. And so I have to take something for high blood pressure occasionally, so maybe I'm on the list. We've got to get this stopped, folks, so I hope you're as concerned as we are here at our police and military associations. Anyway, let me share a little of this with you here. Why is the LaGrange Hospital, LaGrange Hospice in LaGrange, Georgia, withholding nourishment from this grandmother? Just like in the Schindler case, Terry Schindler, in Georgia, May McGurk, I would say it probably is, although I could be wrong, May McGurk, the grandmother, is not comatose, not vegetative, not terminal. Grandmother McGurk is being withheld nourishment and fluids, and from the provisions of her living will, they're not being honored at the Hospice LaGrange, and that is located, you might want to write down some of this, folks, the Hospice LaGrange, which she shouldn't even be at because she's not terminally ill. I think these hospices have been set up to put us to death is what it looks like. But anyway, this Hospice LaGrange is on Vernon Street in LaGrange, Georgia. LaGrange is spelled L-A, capital G-R-A-N-G-E, just like it sounds. And that is Troup County, T-R-O-U-P County. By the way, the Hospice LaGrange's phone number is 706, area code, 845-3905. Might want to give them a call and ask them why they're putting her to death against her living will. We've got a relative of hers going to come on the show in just a minute here, and this person will be telling you what I'm telling you right now. Grandma McGurk is not comatose and not vegetative. Don't let them tell you that. She's not terminally ill. Despite these facts, the hospice and Beth Gaddy, G-A-D-D-Y, a school teacher at LaGrange's Callaway Middle School and granddaughter to Grandma May, has been denying her proactive nourishment and fluids, it says, via a nose-administered feeding tube and denying an IV since March 28th without prior legal consent against the wishes of her living will and against the wishes of Grandma May's closest living next of kin. Grandma May, next of kin are, and we have the people's names here, Mr. McLeod, her brother, and a Miss Ronnie Mullineaux, her sister, in nearby Anniston, Alabama. Under Georgia law, unless a medical durable power attorney is in place, closest relative, next of kin, are stipulated to make all medical decisions. When May McGurk, closest living next of kin, lodged a complaint with Hospice LaGrange, LaGrange's in-house attorney, Carol Dodd. Now, this is very critical here, folks. When the next of kin lodged a complaint with the Hospice LaGrange in-house attorney, Carol Dodd, last Thursday, March 31st, three days after they started executing her, Mrs. Todd, the attorney, checked May McGurk's case file, and upon examination of both documents, discovered that Beth Gaddy, her granddaughter, did not have the durable medical power of attorney for her grandmother. And upon closer examination, May's living will ascertained that fluids and nourishment were only to be withheld, if she was either comatose or vegetative. She is in neither of those states. Nor is May, Grandma May, terminally ill. Her local LaGrange, Georgia cardiologist, Dr. James Brennan, and Dr. Raoul Rode Akil, looks like, a highly acclaimed interventional cardiologist at the nationally renowned University of Alabama Birmingham Medical Center have determined that May's aortic dissection is contained and present and not presently life-threatening. She had a problem with her aorta. 2 weeks ago, Grandma May's aorta had a dissection, and she was hospitalized in the LaGrange Hospital in LaGrange, Georgia. Her aortic problem was at first determined to be severe, and she was admitted to the intensive care unit. Her granddaughter, Beth Gaddy, a teacher at the Callaway Middle School in LaGrange, stated that she had held Grandma May's medical power of attorney. That was not true, and thus invoked this power against the wishes of Grandma May and Grandma May's closest living next of kin by having her move to a hospice the name of its hospice, LaGrange. Folks, remember, you're not supposed to go to a hospice unless you're terminally ill, which Grandma is not. While at Hospice LaGrange, the granddaughter, Beth Gaddy, stated that her wishes were not for no nourishment for her grandmother. So this is what we have going on here. Now, it says here, attorney for saving May's life. Here's a number we probably should call and find out what's going on. If she's had these tubes put back in, it looks like we've got to call Carol Dodd. I'll give you her number, too. That's the in-house attorney at the Hospice LaGrange, folks. Call Carol Dodd for sure and tell her to put those tubes back in or put that tube back in. And that number for Carol Dodd, the in-house attorney for Hospice LaGrange, is 706, area code, 882-1411. Once again, 706-882-1411. And here's the attorney, it says, for saving May's life, Jack Kirby. Jack Kirby's number is 706, area code, 884-2992. Once again, Jack Kirby, attorney for saving May's life. Don't know exactly what that means, but sounds like he's an attorney that's working on the case. 706 area code, 884-2992. Now, we understand that renowned micro broadcaster Sam Britton is on the line. Let's bring Sam on. Sam, are you there, brother?
Yeah, can you hear me, Jack?
I can hear you very well, very
well. Okay. What I wanted to mention is we did manage to round up a recorded thing that we did for our broadcast earlier today with a gentleman by the name of Kenneth Mullinex. Now, Kenneth is a relative.
That's a relative, uh-huh.
Right. And I don't know if you've had a chance to talk with this guy or not.
I have not, no.
He basically has stated pretty much what you have said there. So at this point, I think to play the interview would almost be redundant at this point, other than hearing it from his own mouth. But what I will say is that what I think we've got going on here is exactly what we've said. And, you know, it's like I keep telling people, Jack, I get so tired of being right on these cases all the time. I think we both knew in the pit of our stomachs when this case of Terry Schiavo went down, where we were definitely headed, and it looks exactly like we're proven right, because here, once again, the confirmations regarding living wills came out. Remember, you were talking about living wills and how you found out that they were not what people said that they were. Well, here we go again, our first case now of a woman who stated in her living will what she wanted, and her granddaughter is going absolutely against what she had in the living will. So, And I guess the question that I come away with on this, Jack, is that is it going to get down to a point where nobody's going to care what in the world's in any will? They're just going to do whatever they want to do. And one of the things that really concerns me, there are tons of people on Medicaid and Medicare that they'd love to clear off the rolls.
Yes, yes. And on Social Security, too. Bush is having trouble with Social Security, so how convenient this would be.
You got it.
Yeah, brother, hold on just a minute. We'll be right back with you and talk more about this. We've got to find out what's being done to put that tube back in. And we need to find it out right now because the 28th is a long time ago. Be right back, folks.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
Okay, folks, you're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we have Sam Britton on, a wonderful micro broadcaster down in Missouri, he and his wife. And I said on the show, Sam, that you know, I've got, I have to take a little high blood pressure medicine, and you and your wife are blind, and think of all the people we know, Sam, and me, knowing people in the military that have problems, health problems, and law enforcement who have health problems are disabled because of their jobs, and I'm telling you, we're talking about probably several million people out there that would be a candidate very soon, if this thing gets going the way it looks like it's going, Sam, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And while we were at break, my wife Trish said, and this is entirely up to you, she thinks we probably ought to go ahead and spin this because there was some things that he said that weren't covered in the article. So
okay.
I'll leave it up to you. If you want me to go ahead and start it.
I was going to ask you the same thing. If there's something you think we ought to go ahead and hear that from the relative himself that doesn't want Granny to die and doesn't think Granny wants to die. So
well, I'll go ahead and
go ahead and do it, Sam, and let's see. We'll have Paul let us know how it's coming out, but I think it probably will sound pretty good, but Paul can let us know if it's not of good quality.
Now, this was on this was done for Dixie Broadcasting, so you'll hear some references for Dixie, but that's okay. We'll go ahead and run this.
All right. And also, when was this done? How long ago?
This was done this morning, right around 10 or 11 o'clock. This guy, I just happened to get his phone number through the email that Eleanor sent out, and I just ran with it, and he was ready to do an interview, Johnny, on the spot. And it's fairly short, so we'll see how it goes.
Current information. Good.
Okay, here we go.
Right ahead.
I have a special guest on the phone, Kenneth Mullinex, who is going to be talking about a starvation case which is going on down in Florida, or down in Florida, over in Georgia. And first of all, we're on a spur-of-the-moment type situation here. Kenneth, welcome to the broadcast at a very spur-of-the-moment situation here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you and your listeners getting involved. We all, I'm sure, were listening at the horrible things that were happening to Terry Schindler Schiavo last week. And I myself thought it was just something that happened to other people. Then last Thursday, March 31st, I found out that my aunt, who has a serious heart condition, was being withheld substantial nourishment or fluids and is, in fact, being starved to death in LaGrange, Georgia. It's the hospice. And we are just beside ourselves. We're doing everything we can to have her transferred. She's to a hospital that can treat her. She's not terminal. She's not comatose. She's not vegetative. And she has a living will. And a living will states that fluids and nourishment should only be withheld if she's comatose or vegetative, and she's neither. And we've got a probate judge who's not really doing much as an advocate of life in Troup County, LaGrange, Georgia. And we have a hospital-oriented town that seems to want to put people to death just because they're old and they're infirm. And that's wrong, my friend.
Absolutely.
That's wrong.
Absolutely. Now, Kenneth, what your sister's name is May. What's her last name? Or your aunt's name, rather?
My aunt is May McGuirt.
Okay.
M-A-G-O-U-I-R-K.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the hospice in LaGrange. And if anybody wants to call and check on her condition, if I could give the telephone number.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
She's at 706-845-3905. And that's the number of hospice. And those are the people who have a woman who's not terminal. I thought hospice always was for terminal people. A woman who's not terminal. And they're not giving her any substantial fluids or nourishment. And that, to me, personally, is the sin.
Absolutely. Well, Kenneth, let's give a little history. What got May into the situation that she's in now? Let's go back a little bit and let's explain to the audience what happened to May that got her in this situation in the got her into the hospice. Because the last I knew, you didn't put somebody in hospice unless they were terminal. And obviously, May is not terminal. What was the set of events that got the situation to the point where she somehow wound up in this hospice?
Well, what happened is about 2.5 weeks ago, she suffered a dissected aorta, a split in her aortic valve that goes from her heart.
Uh-huh.
And that's a pretty severe thing. It turns out both of her siblings, her brother and sister, her sister's my mother, have that same problem. And it's serious. It's a serious problem. And we thought at the time it was life-threatening. Now the aortic dissection has been contained. It's no longer life-threatening. But anyway, she was in the hospital. We are her next closest living next of kin, my mother and my uncle, her brother and sister.
Right.
Because her husband and her only child are dead. And we thought under Georgia law we were supposed to be the ones that made the medical decisions. Well, her granddaughter, Beth Gaddy, who's a school teacher in LaGrange, Georgia, at Callaway Middle School, told us she had medical power of attorney. Well, in checking, and we thought that for a week, and she said, look, Grandmama's had all these things that have happened to her.
Okay, we'll pause it. Go ahead and take it, Jack.
Okay, Sam. Yeah, folks, I don't know what to say. We need to make some phone calls on this. Please get a pencil and paper. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Or...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Sam and his tape. Go right ahead, Sam.
Okay, we're going to pick this up where we left off. Here we go.
All right.
And I've prayed to Jesus about this, and Jesus thinks, has told me that it's time for Grandmama to go home to Jesus. And we said, no, we can treat this. It's not terminal. We've successfully treated my mom with it. Let's give her a chance. Let's get her to the University of Alabama Birmingham Hospital, the fifth best cardiovascular hospital in the nation. And she goes, no, she's got glaucoma, and she's had blood clots, and I just think it's enough's enough. Well, that's not what my aunt wanted to do. But at that time, she was already on morphine, and Beth said she had power of attorney, but we didn't think there was anything we could do. We let it go for a week. And then last Thursday, independently of each other, both my mother and her brother and sister of Mae McGuirt in LaGrange Hospice, called me and said, look, we think something's wrong. Let's get an attorney. Let's do something about this. This
yeah.
was last Thursday, March 31st.
Mm-hmm.
I called hospice. I spoke to the hospice nurse by the name of Frida. And I said, Frida, what's my aunt's condition? And she said, well, Right now, her blood pressure is 160 over 88, and her pulse is 84. I said, well, that's not so bad. She's going to pull out of this, huh? She goes, oh, no. I said, what do you mean, oh, no? She goes, oh, Beth Gaddy, the power of attorney, has told us to withhold fluids or nourishment. She said, I took off a couple of days. I'm surprised she's still alive. I called the hospice lawyer. They looked into it. Turned out Beth only had financial power of attorney. Only had financial power of attorney.
Once again, and this smells, Kenneth. This smells.
Oh, it's, it's horrible. So we had the IV put back in her, and we were going to get a feeding tube. Hospice told Beth Gaddy she didn't have any of the right power. Hospice drug us out there, stalled us for a couple of hours, while Beth Gaddy went before the probate judge and got a temporary emergency guardianship. Now she legally controls all the things. They pulled the liquid IV hydration out of her arm, wouldn't allow us to do a temporary feeding tube in her nose, and that's where the nightmare occurred. Now the judge is just about granted her temporary guardianship, and we're having to fight this in court. There are three doctors who are looking into it now. All appointed by this judge who isn't an attorney, Judge Donald Boyd of Troup County, Georgia, probate judge. He says that we've had kind of a compromise. No settlement's been reached. Under his deal, these three doctors were to meet within 24 hours. That was Monday. Well, they didn't meet Monday. They didn't meet Tuesday. They finally talked on Wednesday. They talked a little bit more on Thursday. But yesterday, I said, I've got to get involved. I said, maybe these doctors will rule in our favor. But maybe they won't, because my aunt's 81 years old. I don't have time to wait. Every day counts, and I feel like I'm being stalled again.
Yeah.
So the Shivo people, I reached out to them. They embraced me. They've been a great help. Also, the Georgia Christian Coalition has gotten involved. And just a lot of blessings have occurred because of this.
Well.
So we feel good about maybe something will happen, because the more public, the more light is shined on this, the more these people that are pro-death or who have misplaced feelings, they're sort of retreating in the corner now. And I'm just, God bless you and everybody else who's gotten involved. Radio has been wonderful for us. We were on the Glenn Beck program this morning,
mm-hmm.
and now you've called us, and I really feel blessed.
Well, I'm going to tell you, word is spreading like wildfire. WorldNet Daily picked the story up this morning, and also a lady up in Canada by the name of Eleanor White, who has just been invaluable. She's been a wonderful person in sending out news regarding the Terry Schiavo case, and now, of course, she's jumping on the bandwagon trying to help you from all the way up from up in Canada. And so she's got an email list. That's how we first were made aware of it. And then I sent the news out to the president of Dixie Broadcasting, and also sent it over to anyway, that's the crux of it, Jack. That was the main part of it. The rest of it, just me talking to him.
Well, what is being done now, is there things that our audience can do? I've already given out a few phone numbers. What do you think, Sam? Who's the best people to call right now?
I would
let them know that the eyes of the world are watching this case.
I would certainly call the number that he gave there to the hospice there.
Okay, the LaGrange Hospice. Let's see. Yeah, we have that number here, 706, area code 844-3905. Okay. So once again, 706, folks. That's the area code 844-3905. And I think, what do you think about calling this in-house attorney there?
That certainly couldn't hurt, Jack. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Carol Dodd. Yeah, this Carol Dodd. We gave out her number. I'll give it out again here, folks. 706 area code 882-1411. Because this attorney can rattle some cages around there and say, hey, man, this thing is getting worldwide attention, and we better, we better be concerned about this little grandmother here. So I guess it can't hurt, can it?
No, it certainly can't. I would also call and talk to And you might have to get some of these numbers. I don't have them all, but call and get a hold of the, again, start working through people like the sheriff down there in that part of the country. Also,
yeah, we'll get on that. We've got the sheriff's, we've got our sheriff's book here for all the sheriffs in America, so we can get his number. I don't have it here right now.
Good. The Georgia legislator would be legislative body might be another good one to get a hold of. Hopefully, this is this doesn't stink as bad as the situation in Florida. But
well, I think being we're 81 years of age here, Grandma May is probably not even in as good a condition as Terry Schindler was. I mean, maybe she is, but she's down to critical moments now, is she not?
Oh, absolutely. And one thing I want to point out, Jack, on this thing that people need to understand, and I mentioned this to you earlier, and that is a couple of things. One, a nation that would treat its veterans the way we've heard over the past several years is also a nation that would treat its veterans badly is also a nation that will treat anybody badly. And
that's happening right now.
We must remember that. And also, the other thing, folks, is we need a true reformation in this country to get back to what worked. There was a time in this country when things worked, and what I equated it to on our broadcast when I did the special broadcast this afternoon, and a lot of the women out there will know this, when you cook a meal, you have to follow a certain recipe for it to turn out good. If you don't follow the recipe, how many times have you accidentally deviated from the recipe, you ladies out there? And honey comes home, and he's sitting there at the table and says, honey, what happened? This doesn't taste as good as it usually does. Well, our nation sure doesn't look as good as it used to, and that's because we haven't followed the recipe that God has given us, and we better fall on our faces and get back to the true word of God and ask God what he have us do.
That's right, because I'll tell you what, there's every one of the people listening to me right now, to us, Sam, right now, has someone in their family that if you think about the actual definitions they're using to withhold water and food from these patients, almost every family has somebody that qualifies that has some kind of artificial way of keeping themselves alive. Like I say, if your granddad takes Digitalis or your brother or your father, you know, for he starts getting heart pains and he goes in his pocket and gets that little white pill, then he's artificially staying alive. You know, if somebody is taking shots because they have sugar diabetes or something like that, they're artificially being kept alive. And we could go on and on and on, Sam. So this is very serious. The language in these state laws that they're passing, and also in these we're hearing in the living wills, are so broad that the determination could be made by the hospital staff themselves to pull your plug, you know. And so this isn't accidental, Sam. Do you think it's just accidental, just happening to happen, or is there a plan behind this?
Oh, there's definitely, beyond the shadow of a doubt, this is because I'm sure, Jack, you've talked about it and we've talked about it, and that is this whole culture of death, how and we have the globalists out there who say the world is overpopulated. We must do something with the massive populations. Make no mistake about this. This is part of the action plan, I think, of the globalists, is to get this kind of stuff in place and to desensitize people to it. And I just want to remind you, for those of you that are sitting on the fence and you may think that somehow this may be okay or you just plain don't want to get involved in it, I like what my wife Patricia always says, and she comes up with some good ones, and that is, what is it going to take? Are you going to have to wind up sitting in the pew of the Church of the Gourd Ox before you will do anything?
Yes. Yes, very true. Like I say, everybody listening to our voice tonight, Sam, could also be one of these patients in the days ahead, tomorrow,
got it,
next week. Because according to what they're doing here, they're determining for themselves if you have a quality of life that they believe that the state should live with, not you live with, but the state. And so it's something we're hearing now. Our police and military associations here hearing about more of these cases that have been going on for a long time that we don't hear about. And praise the Lord for Terry Schindler's case that has brought this to the forefront now of all of us. Otherwise, brother, as I know you've heard, they've been putting people to death like this for some time, but the media's never picked up on it, of course.
Well, that's right, and I had a doctor one time at a church we used to go to, Jack, tell me that they were doing this right here in the state of Missouri in different hospitals, and I've told some of the Christian doctors out there, I said, it's going to come down to a point where some of you guys are going to wind up involved in something else rather than medicine because it'll get so bad, you know. This country's headed for a judgment like you wouldn't believe. And on that, Jack, I'll let you have the program. The rest of it, God bless, and we love you. And as Scripture tells us, Jack, do not be weary in well-doing.
Amen, brother. And listen, you and Trish are two of my favorite heroes, brother and sister, and thank you for all you do. You're always involved, and you do so much for so many. And God bless you and Godspeed, okay?
You bet. You hang in there and have a good rest of the show.
Okay, brother. Thanks a lot for bringing that to our attention. Okay, folks, well, it's a life or death matter for all of our families out there. All of our families. You think about somebody in your family that has to do something to help them stay alive, and that's a candidate right there for this type of treatment. If they go into the hospital, and it seems like the plan is if they go into the hospital and they shuffle them off to these hospices, and that's where they do the dirty deed. And once again, it surprises me. I guess it shouldn't surprise me. We've heard for years that we're called production units. People are called production units by the government. PU units, okay, production units. We've heard that for 20 years. And isn't it funny that when you go to a judge today about one of these matters of having your tubes pulled or you're being put to death, euthanized, you go to a property judge, a probate judge. Here we go again. Donald Boyd there in LaGrange, a probate judge, again, a property judge. So are they trying to tell us something that we are property? Well, I think that's the case for sure. And we're not supposed to be property. We're supposed to be the sovereigns in this land. But we have set back and we've withdrawn from the institutions and we're getting the type of government and treatment that we deserve. So, wow, it's really a serious situation. Something else I want to share with you. Eleanor, thank you. Eleanor White up in Canada just sent me this. I'll give it to you. I don't know if it'll do any good if they pick up on it, but I've got the email for Hannity and Comb and Linball, you know, the old talking heads for the establishment. So I'll give that out here. You might want to email them this story about May, M-A-E, McGurk, M-A-G-O-U-I-R-K. All you got to do is say to Hannity and to Limbaugh, hey, get on this thing. We'd like to hear about it and bring attention to it. Here's the email for Hannity, Sean Hannity. It's www.hannity, H-A-N-N-I-T-Y.com. Very simple. www.hannity.com. And for the old Rush Linball, here it is, www.rushlimball.com, and you spell his name, you know how to spell Rush, but Limball is Limbaugh, Limball, Limbaugh.com. So I don't know if that'll do any good, but if enough people were to ping on their turret, who knows? And if they got on it and made notice of it, we may just get so much attention that it would frighten these killers down there in LaGrange, Georgia, from and stop putting this grandma to death down there. Okay, folks, well, let's see. I want to share with you a letter that came in, and I just am so pleased that Republic Broadcasting Network has such great staff people, dedicated staff people, and I just love this this staff of Republic Broadcasting Network. And here's a letter from Susan, who works there as the sales account executive for Republic. She writes to me and says, Officer Jack, any news on an investigation taking place for Terry? She is still very much in my heart and in my mind. I cannot believe America just sat and watched her starve to death. I have a link on my personal website to allow people to sign a petition to impeach Judge Greer. I'm going to give you that website right now, folks, because we want to impeach that turkey if it is all possible. She says, I signed it. I'm not sure if that is official since I'm not in Florida. Nevertheless, I had to sign it. I think I heard where part of the autopsy is being sealed off. I'm not sure if that is true or even if they can seal this off. And I wrote back. She emailed me that letter, and I sure appreciate Susan there. But I mailed back and said, Sister Susan, as long as the nation, including President Bush and Governor Bush, looks to Judge Greer as a god, E. Greer can do anything to hide the facts of this capital crime he himself participated in, if he wishes. Sadly, we are again working in an uphill battle for truth and justice against the devil's brigade, but we will not stop, and we will prevail in the end, my dear sister, Officer Jack McLam. So we have a great staff there at Republic Broadcasting Network working with us all the time, folks, for the American people, for God and liberty. So I hope you appreciate them and think of them each month with a donation. Be right back after this break, folks. Stay tuned.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, we're coming back hot here. We've got just a couple minutes, and I've just found out, thanks to our wonderful assistant, office assistant, Carol. The name of the sheriff, write this down, Sheriff Donnie, D-O-N-N-Y, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. And here's his phone number. We got to ping on his turret, folks, because he can stop this. He can start an investigation into it, find what's going on. Here's his phone number. It's 706, area code 883-1616. That's 706-883-1616. And the fax number is almost the same. It's 706-883-1694. The fax number, 1694 on the end. Now, he has an email, so you can email him, too, and tell him about his duty and the facts of the deal. She's not comatose. She's alive. She's not terminal. And they're trying to kill her over there. So here's his email. D is in David. T is in Turner. That's it. D Turner, which stands for Donnie Turner. That's D Turner at Troop Co. Now, the name of the county is Troop County, so that's what that means. TROUPCO.org. Once again, his email is D Turner at TroopCo.org. TROUPCO.org. I think it'd be very good if even tonight, folks, everybody listening could go ahead and send an email, make a phone call, leave a message, send a fax to the sheriff. Let's stir this thing up a bit. He may very well need to look into this, okay? According to Carol, our assistant, he's already aware of it, so we need to shake it up down there. Okay, Paul, who's on the line?
Rita in Texas.
Rita in Texas. Rita, welcome to the program, Adair. We've got about a minute.
Yeah, thank you. Officer McGlam, one of the things I wanted to bring to, I heard you talk about, in general terms, you know, that we are getting what we deserve, you know, here in this country. But I was doing some thinking, and I'm thinking to myself, that philosophy can be kind of dangerous. It's kind of like saying, you know, a rape victim deserves what they get. What is going on is murder, pure and simple. And I personally believe that the judicial system is so corrupt that the only way out of this, unfortunately, historically, is through the blood of the martyrs. I am not aware historically that Nazi Germany got voted out of existence. Communism hasn't gotten voted out of existence. The only solution has been through the blood of the martyrs. And I'm sorry this is going on, but I really don't expect anything different than what happened in the Terry Schiavo case.
Well, I understand that, my dear. But if I had the time, which I don't, but it's a good subject to talk about, I can show you where we are responsible, because as people that had a Christian nation given to us, we have withdrawn from the institutions and allowed these evil people to take control, these Luciferians at the very top. And so it's our fault, and we're being punished and going to be punished because we've allowed this to happen. Now, more and more people, sister, are getting involved at this time, and that's exciting. And so maybe we can turn it around. But I understand exactly what you're saying.
Thank
you. We're out of time, Ruth. Thanks for calling in. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. Please make a few phone calls on this, and maybe we can make a difference. Say prayers, too, of course, over these situations and all of our families. Lord bless all of you, and don't forget this old cop truly does love you, America. Good evening.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.